This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. After nearly a year of focus groups and public meetings, the Louisiana Department of Education is releasing its final version of the state's ESSA plan the end of this month.
The Every Student Succeeds Act is a federal requirement that states have their own plans, and it's really for three things. First, how are you going to spend $700 million in federal money? Second, how are you going to evaluate what's worked and what hasn't in schools? And third, when things don't work, how are you going to intervene?
State Education Superintendent John White says the replacement of the federal No Child Left Behind format aims for overall improved student performance by 2025.
We're going to up the expectation for schools and for their kids.
Ultimately increasing the standard for an A-rated school to a 90% graduation rate and average ACT scores of 21. They're also going to help schools get there by awarding points based on how much students improve each year.
We're going to look at not just where a child ends up at the end of the year, but how much the child grew over the course of the year.
Reduction of the amount of testing time is part of the plan, no more than 2% of all school minutes each year, as well as a renewed focus on what are often called enrichment classes.
We need to acknowledge that arts and foreign language and career and technical education, things that aren't measured by tests, those are essential for kids too. That's why you see our plan to target resources directly to those schools and those kids to make sure that every child is getting a well-rounded, enriched education.
The framework for the ESSA plan is already up on the Department of Education website, LouisianaBelieves.com. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.